Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mr. Anonymous. He didn't give me a topic, so I thought I'd cover a story I found on the cheating story subreddit. It's mostly a useless subreddit for men because it's mostly women plugging their own cheating stories to distract from the fact that it's women that are the ones that are more likely to cheat on men than the other way around. It seems to be a smokescreen of queefs to prevent men from figuring that out. As for the story I want to share, it's from someone named Crazy Note, and here's what he has to say, and I quote, "Me, I'm a 48-year-old man, and my marriage is now officially over. We were really happy for 10 years, but something snapped in her. She's a year older than me, and she became cold and distant for about the last 10 years. I went through all the emotions and scenarios. I blamed myself, I blamed her hormones, and had the gut feeling that she was cheating. Well, about 2 weeks ago, we had a talk, and she said that she felt bad for the way that she was treating me, but that she just doesn't have romantic feelings for me anymore. She considers me a good friend. I decided to move out and try a solo life and have all the arrangements in place to get settled within the next 2 weeks. But last night we had another talk and my paranoia crept back in about her cheating. I just couldn't shake the feeling. So this morning I pulled the a-hole move of snooping and have now confirmed the cheating. She was adamant last night and for a while now that she was just wanting to be alone and that she has no feelings for anyone, including her once close family. I told her that I suspected her of cheating and that I thought I knew who it was, but she went as far as to say that the guy was secretly gay and she was just a friend. My wife of 20 years of marriage, who I've had a mystical feeling connection to since the 7th grade, is just a lying cheater and it messes me up. I'm now super angry and will be grabbing some essentials from home this evening and sleeping on a family member's couch until my new place is ready. I'm a really easygoing guy and it scares me that I'm so angry. I've told her that I'm leaving today and to not be home when I get there to pack. I would never harm her, but I would definitely say some mean things to her if I saw her face to face. So I guess I'm destined to have trust issues for the rest of my life. I backed every crazy thing she wanted to do without question and supported her in every way. And how have I been rewarded with a sloppy handjob video of her and her boss? Relationships suck. So my real point or lesson here is to trust your instincts. If you feel that something is off in your relationship, it probably is. Good luck to everyone. Well, Mr. Anonymous, thanks for the donation, and I'll discuss more from Sloppy Joe, whose wife gave her boss a sloppy handjob in a jiffy. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. Are you getting a divorce because your wife laughs at you like a horse? Then you need The Men's Guide to High Conflict Divorce. This book is like a rubber for your marriage, and protects you from many of the tricks she has hidden up her wizard sleeve vagina. Remember, you're a man, so don't let her treat you like My Little Pony. This is your prep course for divorce rape. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women flushing 40 years worth of marriage down the toilet and pretending it's all because their feelings changed instead of cheating. Clown world show. Remember guys, if she's not getting it from you, then she might be getting it from Vlad, the Russian version of Chad. If a relationship that started all the way in the 7th grade of 40 plus years can't make it in this day and age, then what hope is there for any relationship in this day and age? This woman was so brazen that she kept the evidence of her act on her digital devices completely unlocked because she trusted her husband, which she's known for 40 years not to spy on her. I bet he's gonna go his own way and never get into another relationship ever again after that betrayal. If this story was on the MGTOW subreddit while it was still open, the comments section would be full of guys telling this poor schmuck that he should have just stayed single because the same thing is going to happen to him again. Instead, one of the comments I see is, "Don't worry, buddy. You'll find another woman and get over her." You know, it's probably a woman that usually posts that sort of nonsense because they're the ones that are more easily detached from men. Women are the ones dropping hints that he has to find another lady that'll drop her panties for him. Why can't they say it's been 40 years, so take some time for yourself and figure out who you are instead of rushing into another relationship when you're emotionally damaged and needy? When a woman emotionally disengages from a relationship, it doesn't always mean that she's cheating. I've heard from older couples that have told me that at some point in their relationships, they just started treating each other like brother and sister, or roommates, and that the love was gone. But I've known many men in my life that were still in love with their wives decades later. But if the woman doesn't feel the exact same way, then it just won't work unless, of course, she treats the sex and love part like a whore chore. In this case, with Crazy Note, she was doing her womanly chores with another man. All of us would be pissed because at such a young age of 6 or 7 meeting your future partner, you have a lifelong history, and you also imprint on each other. you would certainly have to say that she imprinted on him unless she possibly rode the cock carousel back in her 20s. I don't know, but I don't think that happened because he didn't mention it. I think she started cheating 10 years before their marriage ended, and that's when she withdrew. Another possibility is that she had her boss for the last 10 years, and the love affair just progressed over time, and it was completely unexpected. I've known women that had male coworkers they started relationships with, ended up getting divorced. One was carpooling with her male coworker for many years before it happened. Another one I worked with briefly and she tried to monkey branch to me. You usually have much more in common with your colleagues instead of your partner. Plus, as humans, we usually have the strongest emotional bonds with those that we spend the most time with. If you spend 5 days a week with a coworker of the opposite sex and only spend 2 days a week with your partner, and you're stressed out doing chores and meeting family members and friends on weekends, then it's understandable that your emotional bonds will deteriorate over time. But if you spend all your time with your partner and work with them, then you run the risk of becoming emotionally codependent. One really has to wonder how many divorces never would have happened from the 1970s onwards if women didn't go off to work in co-ed working environments. What's also really sad is this story would have been stuck in limbo if I hadn't fished it out of the cheating story subreddits. This guy is right that he's destined to have issues for the rest of his life. Trust issues. The sad thing is that no one questions the nature of relationships themselves. One guy in the comments section there says that he started a new marriage at the age of 51, and that he's now healthy and happy. But a few cooler heads were there telling this guy that he needs a proper divorce exit strategy pronto. I would go further and try to document the cheating, because that might just be a help in a divorce case. Another person says to tell her and the kids the truth that she was cheating. Odds are the kids are in their late teens and early 20s, and if he tells this to everyone at the family meeting, then sure his kids will be hurt, but his wife won't have the ability to attack him right then and there. And I was absolutely right, because Crazy Note later says that the youngest just moved to college, and that he's lawyering up before he pulls the trigger. That sounds like a good plan. This woman is already non-eligible for child support, as the kids are gone, so that'll work out in his favor. From everything I've read, and with his anger, looks as though he's going to seek out some form of revenge. I just hope it doesn't backfire in his face. Someone suggested he go and read the book called No More Mr. Nice Guy. I didn't even know that book exists. The author is Rob Glover, and he's the leading authority of the Nice Guy Syndrome. Maybe someone can sponsor me to make a video reviewing that book at some point. A lot of what happens to men in our society is because guys are pushovers when it comes to love. Some people are also saying that maybe this guy's wife's company, their HR department, would love to hear what's going on between her and her boss. If you know anything about office romances, it's usually they're the worst-kept secret in the world. And everyone already knows because women tell other women they work with. If anything, he would just use his ammo up for nothing. He has to be careful about the information he puts out there and how. I think that's about all I've got to say on this particular story. For the rest of this video, I want to give everyone a quick update about what I'm planning to do with Bitcoin, which makes up roughly 60% of my net worth at the moment. Even if there are no blow-off tops, I've decided to keep my money invested there. I've also taken a third of my capital and I'm putting it into the US Tech Growth Fund with the ticker symbol IYW. If it conservatively continues to grow at 20 to 25% a year instead of its recent 35% a year, that will more than help me survive making videos to my 10-year mark. But the reason I'm not selling my Bitcoin is because I don't know what's going to happen. It could explode in value if adoption speeds up if more countries make it legal tender. Plus, the market has been saturated by Wall Street now, so the odds of there being massive run-ups followed by 2 or 3 year-long declines is highly unlikely now. Even if that does happen, I'll just buy more if the price goes down, and my average in right now is around 16K. So even at the price of 50K as of scripting, I'm up 2 times over the last 1.5 years. Plus, everyone I talk about it in real life is still stacking during the dips and adding to their positions. If that continues for the next few years, then it's almost guaranteed that there'll be some sort of supply shock. I've taken more than a 5 to 10 year time horizon approach on it right now, instead of trying to trade the top and then get in at the bottom. Its adoption rate is still twice that of the internet back in the late 90s. And now there are congressional hearings and the government has accepted that it'll be here, and there's nothing they can do about it. So they might as well find a way to coexist with it. I also see the volatility of Bitcoin slowly going down, and it goes from a boom and bust situation and starts trading in a more stable and less volatile way. I just mellowed out and stopped caring about it. That being said, if there's some crazy run-up into the hundreds of thousands of dollars into 2022, I'll probably sell some and buy the next dip after that, after investing in that tech fund. Fast-growing technology companies aren't going to stop growing anytime soon as the world continues to digitize. So I'm not worried because I own the two fastest horses in the race. big crypto and big tech. I feel like I'm entering a place where over the longer term, it's difficult for me to lose because I'm following and buying what the politicians are buying. There even was a Twitter page called Nancy Pelosi Portfolio Tracker. And all you'd have to do is buy and sell what she does because she's probably greedy and she won't want to see her net worth go down, so she'll adjust government policy to help her investments make even more money. So my thesis is that if you hold the assets the politicians hold, which increasingly they don't want you to see, because then you too can become profitable from that corruption. It's all about riding in the coattails of the rotten politicians. The fastest growing big tech ETF now is roughly 35 to 45%. But so long as Bitcoin averages 50% a year, or average going forward, it still beats that. In the last 2 years, we've seen roughly 125 to 150% annual growth. So even if it goes nowhere for the next year or two, you're still going to outperform Google, Apple, and Amazon. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Crazy Note is about to smash his wife in divorce court, and she won't see it coming. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the look of horror when you open your wife's phone only to find pictures of her boss's boner inside of her away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.